Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud Ches. We are holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the second medium-sized line on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Umaro Uloma Refua Bishminis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zchusra for Shlema for Rachel Malka Basertel Shendel. It's also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lurfur Shlema for Rachel Malka Basertel Shendel. And it's also sponsored by Morris Masel, Zchusra for Shlema for Simcha Binyamin HaKohen Ben Yocheved, who happens to be one of our B'nai HaChabura, someone who's been learning Daf with us for a long time, and he should have a Refuah Shlema, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to cover today a continuation of the discussion of the order of the brachos of Shemona Esrei. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, well, wait a second, if the Anshe Knesset Gedolah were misaking the Shemona Esrei, why do we have a report of Shimon HaPakuli being the one to be misadded the Shemona Esrei? Then the Gemara is going to talk about the limitations on being misaper b'shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can't just say whatever you want in order to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we're going to have a lengthy discussion of reading the Megillah in other languages, writing the Megillah in other languages, difference between different types of languages. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a Megillah is some of the letters are rubbed out or it's torn a little bit, whether a person is Yotze. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, when you're writing the Megillah, do you need to write Mitoch HaKsav? Do you need to have another Megillah in front of you at the time that you write it? And are you Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah when you write the Megillah? So Beis Hashem will get to all of those things and more. So let's begin the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, not all the way at the bottom, the second medium-sized line on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So says that's what we're up to. Maro Gula B'Shvius, so we did that already. So Maro Olam Refua B'Shvius, right? That's what we're up to. Yeah, which is saying Maro Olam Refua B'Shvius. Why is it? What made them decide to establish Refua as the eighth brach of Shemona Esrei? It really belongs after Slicha. So if they were Koveh B'Shminis, it must be that there was something about the number 8 that they dafka wanted it as the 8th bracha, meaning it belongs right after Slicha, because like we said, it's a type of refuah, that when a person has Slicha, that's a spiritual refuah. So refuah is typically about a physical refuah, so the two are associated with each other. There's a question in Poskim, what about an emotional refuah, right? Does that belong in when you're davening for someone who's having mental health issues? Does that belong in Rifa'enu, because it's like more similar to a physical refuah, or does that belong in Slach Lanu, because it's more similar to a spiritual refuah? So there's what to discuss about that. But anyway, something about refuah belongs in the Shminis, in the eighth bracha. So Rabbi Abba, mitoch shnit mila b'shminis, shetzrich refuah l'ficha kavua b'shminis. Since mila is on the eighth day, and one needs refuah from a mila, so therefore there will kaveh refuah in the Shminis, in the eighth bracha. Umaro lomer birch sashanim. Bitchias, why did they set up Birchas Hashanim in the ninth bracha? Amr of Alexandria, connected Mafkiye Sha'arim, because there were people that were raising the prices of all the food, and the Aniyim didn't have the ability to purchase food that their basic necessities, so they were Masakin Birchas Hashanim, that there should be so much Shefa in the world, there should be so much plenty, so much extra food, that food would be cheap. Tchsiv Shvar Zroa Rasha, and we see that David HaMelech was Mispalil about something like this, that the Rishayim that are mafkia the sha'arim that raise all the prices of food. David says Yarov lachtofani, and he's not talking about listim that attack people. He's talking about mafkia sha'arim, that they're doing this terrible thing to aniyim. V'David ki amara v'chias amara. And where did David say that? He said that in the ninth chapter of Tehillim. So from the fact that it's in the ninth chapter of Tehillim where David talks about the mafkia sha'arim, it makes sense that we're going to talk about the mafkia sha'arim in the ninth bracha Shmona Esrei. What's interesting, though, is if you look on the side of the Gemara, right, we're quoting this pasuk that David apparently says in the ninth chapter of Tehillim. So, and on the side of the Gemara, where it quotes the pasuk Tehillim Perek Yud. So wait a second, that's not the ninth chapter of Tehillim, it's in Tehillim Perek Yud. So if you look at Tosos raises the question, Pirush HaKuntros, the Rashi raises it first, but Pirush HaKuntros, the Afal Gav Deleka Ela Ches Mizmorim Adhasam, Asher Yish V'lam Rok Shagayim Tarti Minhu. That Rashi says that two of the chapters are really, that Asher Yish V'lam Rok Shagayim are two. The Kasha Dab Perek Hamad Debrachos Amar Dechada Parshihi, O Masakasam Dekol Parshah Yisachavivu David Hiskel Babashah V'siyam Babashah. gonzu shemeschalas ba'ashay ish musayemus ba'ashay kol chosibo v'hayim sof the lamer rakshu alma tuchad the parshi v'tzarach lamer d'lamer natzeach al mavus v'lamer Hashem samul berichuk tarti ninu. You have to figure out which two to combine, but you got to combine two of them. So it's a machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos says somehow our cheshbon of the kapitulach and tehillim are a little bit off. So we have to make some sort of adjustment of the kapitulach to make it work out that it's going to be that David is amara b'tshiyas. So maro lomar kibbutz golios achar birchus hashanim. Why did they set up kibbutz golios after the birchus hashanim? Tichsev atem hare Yisrael an pechem titenu uperichem tisula mi Yisrael ki korvu lavo. That the Navi is telling the Hare Yisrael that they should give forth branches and fruits to Am Yisrael so that they when they come from wherever they're coming in Galus, they should have it available to them. So that's why the tefillah of Kibbutz Galios is after Birchus Hashanim, because once we're Mevarich the Shanim, so then the Galios will all come. There will be this draw to come to the Teretz Yisrael, which has all these beautiful fruits. So the Gemara explains the reason they're Koveya Hashiva Shavtenu after Kibbutz Galios. Once there's a kibbutz kolios, there could be din against the rishayim. Shenemar v'ashiva yaday alayich ve'etzrof kibor sigayich uksiv v'ashiva shoftayich kavarishona. So that's talking about lasa lavo b'zman agula at the time of kibbutz kolios, and therefore we're going to need to judge all those who needed to be judged. And then the bracha v'lam alshinim is after ashiva shofteinu v'kimin shenasa din min harishayim. Once there's din against the rishayim by having shoftim and dayanim judge the rishayim kalu poshim, there aren't going to be any more minim, any more poshim that don't believe in Torah. The kolal zedim imahem, and we include the zedim, the people who do lahachis together with them. Shenemar v'shever poshim chatoim yachtov, that they're all together. All of the rishayim, the different types of rishayim are together. Why do we have ala tzadikim right after v'lam al shinim? V'kimen shekolu haposhim, once the poshim are gone, misromem es keren tzadikim, the tzadikim are going to be elevated. Tichsiv v'chol karnei rishayim agad. That when you cut down the Rishayim, the Tzadikim are going to grow, are going to be elevated. And together with the Tzadikim, we incorporate the Geri Tzadik. That's a reference to honoring Talmid Chachamim. And right after that, Yavuch Yagur Itchem Ger. So therefore, we associate the Gerim together, the Gerim Tzedek together with the Tzadikim. Ve'echem Misromem is Karnam. And where is it that there's going to be this elevation of the Tzadikim? Yerushalayim. Shenemar Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim Yishloyu Ha'avayich. So that's where Yerushalayim Mircha comes right after Ala Tzadikim. Ve'kivet Shenimnes Yerushalayim Ba'David. And once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, David HaMelech is going to come back. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Achri Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael." After we build the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim is settled, Uvikshuas Hashem Elokeim as David Malkam. So then there's going to be a Semach David. There's going to be the return of the Malchus Beis David. V'kivin Shabbat David Basa Tefila. And once we have David, then we have the capacity for enhanced Tefila. Shnemar Vaviosim Al Arkachi V'simachtem Beveis. Tfilasi, that when we go and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and then and David HaMelech is going to come, so then the Tfilah is going to come after the Binyan Abayis and Bias David. So therefore, Shomea Tfilah comes right after Es Tzemach David. Kivin Shabasa Tfilah, and once we have Tfilah, Basa Avoda. The Avoda Sakharbanos is going to be soon to follow. Shenemar, because the Pasuk after it says, V'simachtem Beveis Tfilasi, the next words are, Olosehem V'zivcheyem L'ratzon El Mizbechi. So you see right away, it segues right into Karbanos. The Kivin Shabbos Avoda, once we're doing Karbanos, Basa Toda, then there's going to be a sense of Toda. Shenemar Zovech Toda Yichabdineni. So after Karbanos, there is Hoda'a. And that's why there's Modem Anachmulach after Ritzeitz. And it naturally follows that there's going to be Hoda'a. Rashi writes Hoda'a Bistam, but he doesn't say whether Hoda'a is Miloshon Hodoya, like gratitude, or Miloshon Vidui, that it's an expression of Vidui. So the Marsha writes that over here Hoda'a is Miloshon Vidui. And he says that's why the Hemshech Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Vayeridar Me'asos HaChatos V'Olav HaShlamim, Me'asos includes the Vidui as well. So so it incorporates vidui as well. Rav Futner, I think, in one of his letters famously comments that the two are associated with each other, that when one is moda to what he is and to what he deserves and to what you know, that leads to a sense of hoda'ah, because one recognizes all of the extras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him beyond what he's deserving of. But it takes an honesty to be moda, to be and to say a vidui of what one really deserves in life. Umaro lomer sim shalom achar brichas kohanim. And why do we have sim shalom? I'm sorry. Umaro lomer brichas kohanim achar hoda'a. Skipped a little bit. Why do we have brichas kohanim after hoda'a, after modim? D'chsiv v'yisarun es yadav al'am v'yivarchim v'yirin me'asos achatas v'olav ashlamin. So you see, after the avodas hakabanos, so there's brichas kohanim. So says the Gemara, ema kodem avoda. Maybe brichas kohanim is before avoda, after shomei tefila, because the pasuk sounds like after brichas kohanim, then they did the chatos, the olah, and the shlamim, not before brichas kohanim. So lo salkatai tuch. No, that's not true. D'chsiv v'yered me'asos achatos. Miksiv la'asos. It doesn't say that he came down to do the chatos after brichas kohanim. No, it's from doing the chatos that he does brichas kohanim. Me'asos ksiv v'leimra achar avoda. Let's say brichas kohanim after avoda, before modim though. Why is modim in between? Lo salkatai tuch. No, it can't be that it's before modim. The pasuk says zoveach toda. So you see, hoda'a comes right after zvicha. So since there's a pasuk that indicates that brichas kohanim comes right after karbanos, but there's also a pasuk that says hoda'a comes right after karbanos, so we put hoda'a right after karbanos. So says Gemara, my chazus to samach zahai, smoke high. You have a pasuk that indicates each one can belong right after karbanos. So why is it that you chose to put hoda'a before brichas kohanim? Says Gemara, mistavra avoda v'hoda'a chadamilsihi. Because avoda and hoda'a are really one and the same. It's the singular theme. I mean, that's what we just pointed out, that the Marshal says that hoda'a is lashon vidui. So vidui is part of hoda'a, is part of avoda, because karbanos come with a vidui. So avoda and hoda'a certainly go together, because avoda, karbanos, and vidui certainly go together. Umaro lomer sim shalom achas brichas kohanim. Why is it that we put sim shalom after brichas kohanim? D'chsiv v'samu shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarichim. That after the kohanim are mevarich klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarich them. Bracha da HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. And the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. Shnei Hashem yivarich es amo pa shalom. So the greatest bracha that one could be blessed with is a bracha of shalom. There's the kli that's machzik bracha. Ein kli machzik bracha el shalom. That all other brachos can only be held and handled and received through shalom. When one has shalom in their life, then all the other brachos can be chal, but all the other brachos are meaningless if one doesn't have a basic sense of shalom in their lives. So the greatest bracha is shalom, and therefore after brichas kohanim we have sim shalom. So now the Gemara goes back to what we were talking about before, that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were masak in the tefillah. If it was the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, including the Nevi'im among them, who were masak in the order of tefillah, Shimon HaPakuli my history. What did Shimon HaPakuli do? Apparently we said there was a brisa we had that said that Shimon HaPakuli arranged the 18 brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavne. So what did Shimon HaPakuli contribute if it was already taken care of by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah? So says Gemara, you're right, it was taken care of by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, but over the course of time, Shechachum, it was forgotten, the exact Seder was forgotten, V'chazav V'sidrum, and Shimon HaPakuli was able to bring it back. Unclear to me exactly how they forgot it. What, did they stop davening? I mean, how do you have days where you just or months or years that they didn't daven and that they didn't have a Shemona Esrei? I'm not sure exactly how that works, but that's what the Gemara says, that somehow they had forgotten the order of tefillah and they needed Shimon HaPakuli to reinstitute it. Mikan ve'elach, after the Anshei Knesset Gedolah Masakin Shemona Esrei, also the Sabcha B'Shimcha Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to add any more brachos to their takanos. That the Meiri explains, Mitok Sheyarba B'Dvarim Hamizdam L'Tok Biv Yotzei Shkaga B'Dvarav. If you start being just saying whatever comes to mind, you might say something totally inappropriate to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi sounds like it's only about being koveya a bracha, that you actually are allowed to add in extra praises within the context of brachos. You're just not allowed to be koveya another bracha. Marsha raises the question that there is a Gemara on Daf Chathei Amud Aleph that someone was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina, and he said Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, Haadir, Vachazak, Vaametz. He kept on adding more adjectives to describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he said, Siam Tinu L'Shulchut Demarach. Have you finished saying all the Shevach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Like, you're going to get them all? You're going to say everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is? So apparently, even within a bracha, you're not allowed to say the Shevachim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Marsha says Rashi means not La Afuke within a bracha that you're allowed to be mosif. It's La Afuke without a bracha at all that then you're allowed to be mosif whatever you want. But certainly within a bracha or to add another bracha, you're not allowed to be mosif. Damar Rabbi Elazar, Mai Duchsiv Mi Yamal Gvuras Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tiyulaso. What is that pasuk teaching us? Lemi Na Lemal Gvuras Hashem. Who is worthy of speaking the praises of Hashem? Lemi Shiyachal Hashmiya Kol Tiyulaso. Someone who's able to say all of the Tihilos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what some of the Achronim explain. Gvuras Hashem are those that are evident to us, those that are obvious, those Nisin that are gluyim. Kol Tihilaso, Lashmiya Kol Tihilaso, are even those that are Nistarim, those that are harder to find. So no one knows everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. No one is able to possibly understand all of the Tihila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Nisim and Nistarim that a person is saved from hundreds of times a day probably. So no one is able to speak the Gvuras Hashem in their to the fullest extent. If a person overdoes it by being Meshabeach Hashem, he's going to be uprooted from the world. If a person is Mesaper and he says all the Shevach of Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Ki Yavula, then he's going to be swallowed up, he's going to be uprooted from the world. Rabbi Yehuda came from Kfar Giboraya or Kfar Gibor Chayil, said Maidchsev Luchadumia Sihila, that Shtika is the praise of Hashem. So Samadukula Mashtuka, the best medicine from all of the medications that are available is Shtika, is to have a sense of silence. Kias Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Amri B'Maravi said, the expression they used to have in Eretz Yisrael is Mila Besela, if you could buy a word for a Sela, Mashtuka Betrin. Silence should be bought for twice as much, should be bought for two slime. We referenced this Gemara the other day, Bishvil Stay Slain Milas, that Yaakov was Mishani Yosef Ben Abanim, so Yaakov was trying to tell him, Shnei Slayim, that you need a little more Shtika in your life. So Shtika is more valuable than Dibur. If a person reads the Megillah Baal Peh, the Mishnah said he's not Yotzei. So now the Gemara discusses that element. Minolan, how do I know that you need to read a Megillah Mitoch HaSefer, and that if you read a Baal Peh, you're not Yotzei? So Amarava Asya Zechira Zechira. It's a Gzer Shava. Ksif Hacha, it says when it comes to Mikra Megillah Vayam Me'ilet Nizkarim, Uksif Hasam, when it comes to Zechiras Machanus Amalek, it says Ksov Zos Zikaron BaSefer. So Mala Alon, just like by Machanus Amalek, the Chiyav is BaSefer, that you have to read it Basefer and Apal Peh, so too Afkan Basefer, so too by Mikra Megillah, it's got to be Basefer. In the Sefer Eshkol, he points out, so over here you see that it's a Dinda Oraisa, that Parsha Zohar has to be read from a Torah, it has to be Mitoch HaSefer. You can't just open up a Chumash and read Parsha Zohar, you can't just say Apal Peh, Zechira Samalik, the mitzvah Zechira Samalik, it needs to be Mitoch HaKsav, it needs to be from a Sefer, and that seems to be a Dinda Oraisa. Pnei Yeshua questions that, he's not sure that it's a Dinda Oraisa, it's a din. He's not sure that it's a din d'oraisa. It could be Ksov Zosikar Masefer. It's not really on Melchemes Amalek. It's on the Kavius Maisa Haman among the Ksuvim, like we had back on Daf Zayin, that when they, when Esther said Kisvuni Lidoros, Kivuni Lidoros, they said, well, I don't know. Are we Ksov Zosikar Masefer? How many times in Tanakh can the story of Amalek appear already? And they made a drasha to figure out that there can be a fourth time where we could talk about Amalek again. But that's what it was about. Ksav Zosikar Masefer was about the Megillah. It wasn't really about Milchemes Amalek. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And therefore, maybe it's not a Din D'oraisa that you have to read Parsha Zachar Minaksav. Okay, once we mentioned that the makor for Kriyas HaMegillah Mitoch HaSefer is derived from Milchemes Amalek, whether it's so it's Mestaver, that the other dinim of Kriyas HaMegillah should also parallel the dinim of Zechiras HaMalek. We might die Zechira Kriyahi. How do I know that the Zechira of Milchemes HaMalek actually means to be Korei and not just Dilma Yun Bialma? Maybe it just means to look and think about it as you scan the words with your eyes. How do I know that you have to actually actually say it, to be motzi b'peh. So lo sal kadai tach tetanya zachar yachol b'leif. When it says zachar, you might think that just means b'leif. Shom lo sishkach, hari shechasalev omer. But it already says lo sishkach, so that's how I know it already has to be in your heart. Hamani mekayim zachar b'peh. So what does zachar mean? Zachar means they have to do it b'peh. Kara targum lo yatzah. If a person reads in other languages, he's not Yotze. So the Gemara discusses, well, wait a second, what's in front of him when he's reading in other languages, right? He opens up the Megillah, what kinds of words are there when he's reading in other languages? So, if it's talking about that, it's a regular kosher Megillah written in Hebrew, and he's translating as he's going, right? Some people are very skilled at this, that they think quickly to translate in other languages, so they're reading in Hebrew, but they're translating in English as they're reading along. So, hainu al peh, so that's like you're reading a bal peh, because you're not reading, the words that you're saying are not the words that you're reading. So you're not Yotze when you're Kore Al Peh. So the Achronim have a discussion, if you're Kore Beloshon Targum, is it mamish like Kore Al Peh? Or maybe it's worse than Kore Al Peh. Meaning it could be that if you're Kore Beloshon Targum, that it's worse than Kore Al Peh. So nafkamina would be that if you read part of the Megillah Bal Peh, you are Yotze. Meaning if, let's say, you didn't hear the Bal Kore for a couple of words, so you just read it from your Chumash, which is as din of Bal Peh. So you just read a couple of words, you fill in a couple of words, you are Yotze. That does work. But what about Kari Targum on those couple of words? Maybe that's worse. Okay, so that's the discussion in the Achronim. But anyway, so what's the case over here where we said Kari Al Peh, Kari Targum rather is Lo Yatza, Lo Tzricha Ksiva Targum V'Kari La Targum? No, we're talking about where it's actually written in a Lashon Targum. So it's written in Aramaic and you're reading it in Aramaic. But so that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You're not Yotze, the Megillah has to be written in Hebrew. But then we said, Aval Korno Salu Lo Azos Bela'az. They're allowed to read it in foreign languages to those who speak foreign languages. But we also said that if you read it in foreign languages, you're not Yotze. So how could the Mishnah tell us that a Loes that understands Laz is Yotze if he reads it, as long as it's the language that he speaks? So Rav Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, Belaz Yevani. When we say in the Sefer that if you read it, Laz Os Belaz, and that's okay, that's Dafka talking about Greek, where Greek has this special Maila. It's considered like Ksavashuris in a certain sense. So the only people who speak Greek are allowed to read it in Greek. But the Reish is talking about reading other languages, and that even if you speak French, you're not allowed to read the Megillah in French. You speak Spanish, you're not allowed to read the Megillah in Spanish. Seichidami, what are we talking about that when Rav and Shmuel say you're allowed to read in Greek, what exactly is the case? If it's written in Hebrew letters and you're reading it as Yevanis, then it's the same as doing it bal peh. So no, we're talking about that it's written in Yevanis and you're reading it in Yevanis. So now the Gemara, before it elaborates on Rav and Shmuel, is just going to quote another statement of Rabbi Yacham Rabbi Lazar. Which is a little bit odd that we interrupt Mamish right in the middle of the discussion. We often have in the Gemara that it will just shake out every Maimer that a particular Amora said, or at least Maimarim that you could somehow associate with each other that particular Amora said. But Mamish, right in the middle of the discussion, we just throw this one in. El. How do I know that Hashem called Yaakov El, which is really Hashem Hashem, but when referring to as Hashem Hashem, it's Kel. Sometimes you have the same word, you're allowed to say, right, Elohim. You're allowed to say Elohim when you're referring to human judges, but when you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should say Elohim, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov El. I just got a text the other day. A guy sent me he said that someone who works for him has the name, the person's name is Adonai. That's the person's name. And so he wants to know, is he allowed to say the person's name? He's like, hey, call the person by his name. So I said, it's funny because I actually got the same exact shayla 2 weeks ago or whatever, a month ago. I don't remember. Time is not clear in my head these days. But I got the same shayla somewhat recently where someone said where there was a doctor in a hospital and one of the residents was named Yudke Vavke, but not with a J, pronounced with a Yud. And he asked the resident, non-Jewish person, what does your name mean? He said, oh, it's Hebrew for God. And like Amish, his parents called him God when he was born. So he wanted to know if he's allowed to pronounce it. So I asked Rosh Hashanah, he said, yeah, it's clearly just the person's name. It's not, you're not using it as a shame of a locus. But anyway, so how do I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yaakov El, Shenemar Vayikra Lo El, Elokei Yisrael. So the Gemara is explaining that that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov by that name. Disal Kadai Techle Mizbeach, Karileli Yaakov El, because if it means that Yaakov is calling the Mizbeach, El Vayikra Lo Yaakov, Mibayle, Chara Se Vayikra Lo Yaakov, El Vayikra Lo Le Yaakov El, Umikra O, and who gave him that name? Who called him El? Elokei Yisrael. It's the God of Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gave him that name. So now the Gemara goes back to Rav and Shmuel and the Mishnah that were mechalik between being Kori B'chol Lashon, where you're not Yotzei, and Kori B'Yavani, where you read in Greek, and you are Yotzei. So Meisvei, so says Gemara, but wait a second, we learned in the Braisa, Giftis, Ivris, Ilmis, Modis, Yavanis, you read in any of these languages, and Greek is among them, Lo Yotze. So it sounds like in Laz Yavani, you're not Yotzei. So it says Gemara, no, the case of Rav and Shmuel, with the Mishnah, where they say you are Yotzei, and Yavanis is Lo Damya Lelaha, that relates to another din in the Braisa where it says giftis le giftim. If you read giftis to those who understand that language, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, yavanis le yavanim, yatsa. So the Mishnah also, according to Rav and Shmuel, is telling us that you're allowed to read in Greek is only for Greek, but not for any other languages. So even those who don't speak Greek cannot be yotzei in Greek. Says Mar Iach, but if that's the case, that the Mishnah is like the Braisa that you're allowed to read in whatever language people speak, Rav and Shmuel, my mukmilam asisim belaz yavanis. Look, it sounds from the Braisa, it could be any language, that it doesn't have to only be Greek. So it says Gemara, Elam Asnisin Kebraisa. Really, the Mishnah is like the Braisa, that you're allowed to read Megillah in any language that people understand. So when we say that Karmos Alozos Belaz, it means each one in their own laz. So when we say in the Reisha that if you Kori B'Koloshon, you're not Yotzei, that's if you're reading Giftis to the Madiyim and Madis to the Giftim, that's not their language. V'chiyitmar to Rav and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel says that there's some Maila of Greek over other languages, Bialmi Itmar, that's not going on the Mishnah. That's just Tam in general. Rav and Shmuel are telling us that Greek has a Maila over other languages. But as far as Megillah is concerned, the halacha is, in whatever language people understand, you're allowed to read it in that language. Rav Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, Rav Shmuel both say, Laz Yavani, Lechol Kasher, that Megillah that's written in Laz Yavani is kasher for everyone, even people who don't speak Laz Yavani. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that if someone who doesn't speak Greek is Yotze when they hear it in Greek, Vakathani, but didn't the Braisa say, Yavanis Li Yavanim, in Lukali Al Malo, that you can only read in Greek to Greek people, not to people who don't speak Greek? So it says, Mara, Inu Damar Kram Shem Gamliel. Rav and Shmuel, who allow reading in Greek to everybody, must assume, like the Shita of Meshum Gamliel, who holds that the Greek language is different than every other language. Titnan, because the Mishnah tells us that there's no chilik between the Tzura of making Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, except for that Svarim are written B'chal Lashon, Tefillin and Mezuzos are only in Ashuris. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel disagrees. He says, Af Svarim, Lo Tir Sheikas Vel Yevanis, that even Sefer Kodesh cannot be written in any language, only Greek. So just like they can only be written in Greek, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, because Greek is this elevated language, so too a Megillah that's not written, that's written in Greek is kosher for everybody. So I asked the Gemara, if Rav and Shmuel are only being mechadish the dinner of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, so v'leimru halach Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So why are they pretending like they discovered America? Like they're, they came up with something new. This predates them. This is Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Let them say that they pass on Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Say Yamri Allah Kram Shum Umliel have mina hanimili Shar Svarim. If they would have said that we pass on Rav Shmuel Gamliel, I would have thought that only other Svarim could be written in Greek. Aval Megillah, Duchsiv Ba Kiksavam, and the next word is Vichil Shonam. But by Megillah, where it says Kiksavam Shonam, say Malo, I would think Greek is no good. Kamash Malah, and that's what Rav and Shmuel are adding, that it's not only other Svarim, it's even Megillah. Valoi Shashama Ashuris Yatza, and if someone who speaks another language hears it in Hebrew, he's Yotzei. So Fraktimar Valoi Adamai Kamri, how could he be Yotzei? He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what they're reading. So the Gemara answers, no, just like Nashim and Amei Aretz, people who are generally illiterate, people who are generally uneducated, are Yotzei Megillah, right? We learned back in Avdala, Nashim Chayavus Mikra Megillah, Afei Noi Bosa Neis. How could they be Chayav Mikra Megillah? They're not going to understand a word of it. This is back in the day when women there was no education for women. So Maskefla Ravina, so Ravina challenges, what do you mean, what kind of Kasha? Atuanan, you think we know everything? Yeah, Atuanan, Achashtan b'nei Ramach miyadinan. Do we know what Achashtan b'nei Ramach means? Meaning, we don't know what all the words mean, but we get the basic idea. So women also, they get the basic story. The Amei Eretz get the basic story. Ela mitzvahs kriya persumei nisa. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah, and eventually there will be persumei nisa. How's it going to be persumei nisa if you don't understand what's being read? You'll ask the person next to you. You'll schmooze about it afterwards. What was that fascinating story that they were reading? You know that, and they'll tell over the story, and that will be a persumei nisa. So achanami mitzvahs kriya persumei nisa. So we are also to mitzvahs kriya with persumei nisa. Sfas emes finds it inconceivable that Chazal didn't know what some of the words meant. In the Megillah, and they didn't know what some of the words meant in the Mishnayos, rather, as we're about to see, because let's get straight to that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that Achashtan b'nei Ramach means a certain type of camel that has two humps to it, and he says that when the Gemara says miyadinan, it means that we don't know why it's called that, but it doesn't mean we don't know what it means. It has to be that Chazal knew what every word in the Megillah meant. So on the Sfasamis comments on the next line of the Gemara, Karasi Rugin Yotze, that if you read it, say Rugin Yotze, Lovi Yad Rabban Mai Serugin, the Rabbanon didn't know what Serugin meant. Shemuel Amas the Beir Rebbe, they heard the Shivch of the Beis Rebbe to come to the Rabbanon, Tavi Ali Peski Peski the Beir Rebbe, that were coming in groups to the Beis Rebbe, and there were breaks in between them, and Masi Atam Nechnasim Serugin Serugin. How long are you going to go? Serugin Serugin. So he realized Serugin means with pauses. The Rabbanon realized Serugin must mean with pauses in between. But that wasn't it. Lovi Yad Rabbanon, my chalog logos. The Rabbanon didn't know what chalog logos are, and that comes up in a number of Mishnayos and Brisos throughout Shas. It's some type of thing, vegetable. The Mishnah in Yuma tells us in the first parak that for 7 days, where the Kohen Gadol was being prepared for the Avodah, he wouldn't eat garlic and he wouldn't eat chalog logos because that was likely to be maybe the Tuma. In Erevin, we learn that you could be ma'ariv with chalog logos. In Masechta Shavuos, we learn about chalog logos. So what does that mean? So what type of vegetable is it? So Shamu. They heard the Amstad Rebbe instructing someone to become a Vader Parpachini, who is spreading out his Parpachini vegetables, and Masayat Mefazer, Chalugloghecha. So they said, that must be what it is. They didn't know what it means, Silsa Vetrom Mecca. So Shemuel Amstad Rebbe, they heard the Amstad Rebbe that was saying to a person, Tava Mahapich Bemazye, who was playing with his hair, arranging his hair, she said, "An masiyata misalsel b'sarecha. How long are you going to be misalsel, which means flipping over your hair?" So that's what it means. That silsla v'trom mecha means to engage in turning over the words of Torah and looking for the hidden gems in the Torah, and then to v'trom mecha. That's going to uplift you, not just to read the pshutei devarim, but to try to delve into the depths of Torah. Lo v'yod rabbanim may hashlich al Hashem yehevcha. They didn't know what the word yehevcha means. That you should throw on Hashem yehevcha. One time I was going with a certain merchant, a certain Arab merchant, the Katarina Tuna, and I was carrying a heavy burden on my shoulders. Take your Yahavayich and throw it on my camel. So then I realized that it's a burden. So the Pasuk of David HaMelech is telling us, take your burdens and trust Hashem with it. Trust Hashem to bear your burdens. The Rabbanan didn't know what v'tasiya v'tatei hashmeid means. Shamuel amsid v'rabbi dav samar l'chaverta shkoli tatisa v'tati besa. They heard her say, take the tatisa and sweep out the house. So they realized, must be a broom. So then they knew what all of these words meant. This is a fascinating Gemara in the sense that apparently it's telling us that it's a fair way to bring a raya to what words mean. Meaning one might have thought, I need a mesorah of what the words mean. And if I don't have a mesorah tradition from my rebbe, from their rebbe, then I can't know what a word means. Right? The Rambam writes that one element of Torah Shval Peh is, what does an esrog mean? It must be. That's a perish amukubal Moshe Mi-Sinai. That it has to go back to Moshe Mi-Sinai. That esrog means a particular type of fruit, and it doesn't mean, and that meaning the pre-eitzada rather, means a particular type of fruit. It doesn't, it means an esrog. It doesn't mean a watermelon. it doesn't mean whatever else you might think is a beautiful fruit, right? So it's we have a perisha mekubal Moshe Misinai. But apparently you see from here that there are words that you're allowed to figure out based on the way people use them, that that must be what the word means. This is a controversial issue when it comes to the chilazon, right? For when I was a kid in school, they always taught us chilazon is a fish, that which produces tcheles is a fish, because there are rishonim that use the term dag when they describe chilazon. Most rishonim don't. Most rishonim assume that it's a snail and not a fish. But in all the Semitic languages, chilazon, the word chilazon, if you speak to the sochrim, the Arab merchants, the word chilazon means a snail. So is that a raya? So from this Gemara, the strong impression you get is that that's a stark raya. That if you see that the way language developed is that the word chilazon always means a snail, that ataka means a snail. Others say, how can you bring a raya from some, from other languages? That's not the Torah Kedosha. Neither is the Arab merchant over here. So anyway, so that's an important Gemara in that sense. Tanu Rabbanu, Karas Serugin Yatzah. If a person reads the Megillah Serugin, lo yatzah rather. Serugin is yatzah, serusin is lo yatzah. If he reads the Megillah serusin, serusin means he reads it lemafreya, like Saresis Mikra Vidarshehu, Rashi points out, like when we invert a pasuk and read it out of order. So Rabbi Mona Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, after serugin, even if you read serugin, Mshakadei Ligmar Skula Chozel Rosh, that if you pause long enough to finish the whole thing, then you got to go back to the beginning. Amar Yosef Alach Rabbi Mona Sham Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like what Rabbi Mona says in the name Rabbi Yehuda, that if you show a Kedei Ligmar Skula, you pause for long enough to finish the whole thing, you're not going to be Yotzei. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef, what do you mean to finish the whole thing? Kedei Ligmar Skula Mehechot Ka'i? If you pause and you, in a spot in the Megillah, and from where you are till the end, that's how long it takes, that your pause takes? L'Seifa Odilma Mereisha L'Seifa. Or maybe no, it means that you pause in order with enough time to read the entirety of the Megillah beginning to end. Samalei Mereisha L'Seifa Dimkei Nesatav Rech L'Shirin. It must mean a pause that's long enough to read the entirety of the Megillah. Otherwise, it would be a different shear of pausing depending on where you paused in the Megillah. And that doesn't make much sense. Why would a minor pause at the end possibly your reading, but a much, much longer pause toward the beginning of the reading, not possible the reading? So, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rab, Halacha Kremona. That if you show a Kedei Ligmar Skula, you got to go back to the beginning. Shmuel Amar Ein Halach Kremona. That even if you show a Kedei Ligmar Skula, you're Yotzei. Besura Masni Hachi, in Surah they taught that Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, he's the one that quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but Pumbedisa Masni Hachi, Pumbedisa, they said, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel was brought by Rav Kahana, that Amar Rav Kahana Amar Rav, Halach Kremona, Shmuel Amar Ein Halach Kremona. So it's just a matter of who said it. Furthermore, Rabbi Bibi Masni Ibcha, in Pumbedisa, Rabbi Bibi taught it the opposite, that Rav Amar Ein Halach Kremona, Shmuel Amar Halach Kremona. Why does it matter so much to us which way Rav Paskin, which way Shmuel Paskin? It makes a world of difference, because the klal in halacha is Hilchsa Kerav Bi Isuri. So we're going to Paskin like Rav in matters of Isur V'Heter, so I need to know which way Rav held. So that's why it's so critical. Rav Yosef brings a raya that Rav Bibi is correct, that Shmuel is the one that Paskin is like Rav Yimona. Am Rav Yosef Nekot Rav Bibi Biadech, that you should do like Rav Bibi, that Shmuel is one of the Paskins L'chumra like Rav Yimona, but Rav Paskin is like the Tanakama L'kula, and since Hilchsa Kerav Bisuri, we could be Mekil. The Shmuel who the Chayish Lichida. Shmuel is the one that's always Choshesh for the Yachid HaMachmir, even when there are Rabbim that are Cholik on the Yachid. He's always Choshesh for the Machmir opinion, even though it's a Das Yachid. Now, the Tanan, where do we find Shmuel is Choshesh for Das Yachid? Shomeris Yavim Shekidesh Achav Esachosa. Let's say you have a woman who's awaiting Yibum, and then her deceased husband's brother does kiddushin on her sister. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Amru Omrim Lo Hamtei Nat Shiasa Chicha Gadol Maisa. We tell the guy who did kiddushin on her sister, you cannot do nisuin yet because she's still connected to you. The almana is still connected to you until someone does Yibum or Chalitza. So wait for one of your brothers first to take care of her, to take care of the almana, and then you'll be able to marry her sister. And Omer Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, and Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. And apparently the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, but Shmuel Paskin is like the Das Yachid that's Machmir, and not like the Chacham that are Mekil. So too over here, when someone is going to be Paskining that Shag Kedei Ligmar Skula, that you're not Yotzei, that's a Das Yachid that's Machmir, must be Shmuel that Paskins that way. But we of course Paskin like Rav, and therefore Mekil. Tar Rabbanim Hishmit Bas Sofer Osios Psukim. If the Sofer who wrote the Megillah skipped letters or Psukim, the Korin Akori Kim Torgam and Amitargim, and you just read it like a Meturgeman would add in explanatory words, you just added in the words that are missing, Yotze, you're still Yotze. So Meisei, the Gemara challenges, Hayba Osios Metushtashos, if you have letters that are not written clearly, they're smudged, Omukaraos, or you have letters that are ripped out, Simrishuman Nikur Kshera, only if you could still see the basic form of the letter, it's kosher. Vimlav, Psula, otherwise it's going to be possible, because the Osios that are not Rishuman Nikur are considered to be erased. So the Megillah is chaser, and Megillah that's missing a number of words is possible. And you're not Yotze Kriya in such a Megillah. So, lo kasha. Says Mara, that's not a kasha. Habakula, habimuktsasa. The Brisa that passels when it's missing a few osios is talking about where they're smudged or torn. That's when it's the entire Megillah is written that way. That's going to be passel. But the Brisa that says that you're Yotze if you editorialize, if you add in that which is missing on your own, that's habimuktsasa, that only some of the letters are missing. Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us as follows. Hishmer ba akari pasuk echad. If the person skips one pasuk, lo yomar ekra eskula v'achar kach ekra oso pasuk. Don't say, I'll read the whole Megillah, and then I'll go back to that pasuk. Elokari me'oso pasuk ve'eluch. Read from that pasuk and on, and catch up. Nichlas be'es ha'knesu matzah tzibur shakaru chetzya. If you come to shul and you're just a bit late, you're just a drop late, lo yomar ekra chetzya matzibur. Don't say, I'll finish the Megillah with the tzibur. V'achar kach ekra chetzya. Elokari se mitchil v'ad sofa. Don't say, I'll finish with the tzibur, then I'll make up the pasukim that I missed. No, read the whole thing. Mitchila v'yad sofa. Every single year I get that shayla. Every single year there's a woman who walks in. It's usually a woman because she wasn't here for tefillah and she just came for the Megillah. She walked in a little bit late and she missed the first pasuk. And every single year, that logically, she figures that's what she should do. Finish the Megillah with the tzibur and then just go back and say that pasuk. And it's always bad news, right? Because that's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to read it out of order. The right thing to do, start reading even from your Chumash, and you'll catch up. You'll get the majority of the Megillah mitoch haksav from the Baal Koreh, but try to catch up. So misnamnim yatsu. We said if someone is dozing off, they're yotze. Hechidam misnamnim. What does misnamnim mean? Amar Ravashi, nimlo nim tir velo tir. Not really sleeping, but not really awake. The karle va'ani, if you call them, they'll answer, but lo yada laduri svara, but not with anything intelligent. V'chimitkru le midkar. But when you remind them, and then they'll remember. Hayukos lo darshu magiyam, kibin libo yatsu. If you're writing the Megillah, darshing the Megillah, editing the, you know, making sure the Megillah is written properly. So if you're having kavanah while you're doing that, you're yotze. Hechidavi, eat the if we're talking about that, you're saying balpe each pasuk and then writing it down. Having kavana shouldn't help. You're reading it balpe. It must be that you're writing the pasuk first, then you're reading it. So it's not alpe. But the whole thing has to be written down. You're only reading from as you're writing the pasukim. And even if you don't need to read all of it, you can only read from Ish Yehudi. But the whole thing needs to be written in front of you. The case must be that there's a Megillah in front of you. You're reading one pasuk at a time and writing it as you read. So writing another Megillah as you read the one pasuk. It must be that you're reading it from another Megillah because you're not allowed to write unless you're reading from another Megillah. It says, well, that's not a good writer. Maybe talking about that you have a Megillah that you're copying from, and that's when you have access to one, you have to copy it from. But the Mishnah's not only being Mechadesh that if you're Kivin Libo to be Yotze, you're Yotze with that Kriya. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Gufa tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.